Praise the Lord, precious one. You are once again warmly welcome to the Church of Pentecost, a broadcast sponsored by the Church of Pentecost General Headquarters. In this edition, kindly join Apostle Eric Nyamiche as he speaks to the topic, the relevance of prayer.
Precious. faux pas. Oh, oh, crong, crong, oh, bois, faux pas. On est passé
dans la vie, Jaffadum.
Oh, oh, crom, crom. Oh, Jaffadum.
C'est lui à serrer quand t'as mes soirs.
C'est lui à serrer quand t'as mes soirs.
Oh, Seigneur, ma haine,
oh, Seigneur, ma
give praise to the Almighty God for this very day. It is a great day that the Lord God has afforded us. It's an opportunity to rejoice and be glad in Him. It's an opportunity to appreciate Him, that He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. My message is the relevance of prayer. The relevance of prayer. Is prayer relevant at all? Should we pray?
Aso, as I say, a bomb pie.
And if we have to pray, whom should we pray to?
Na, as I say, a bomb pie. Why not say a bomb empire?
Today's world does not really appreciate prayer. Prayer is one of the most central activities of religious life. Now, the traditionalists will pray by pouring libation. Muslims pray. The Buddhists will pray.
Buddha for so a bonfire.
The Hindu will pray.
Hindu for so bonfire.
Religious people pray.
Anyam sum for in a bonfire.
Prayer is central to religious activity.
And he said, "Banyam sumwa empaipo dimwa kote empa."
Jesus prayed.
Yesu a bonfire.
And He taught us to pray.
Na ochre empaipo.
The Apostle Paul encouraged us to pray without ceasing, pray continually. One day when Jesus was praying, Luke chapter 11. This is what the scripture says. Luke chapter 11 verse
1.
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Just as John taught his disciples. So John prayed. His disciples prayed. Jesus prayed. And the disciples said, teach us to pray. Not teach us how to pray. We want to get involved in the act of prayer. Teach us to pray. He said to them, when you pray, he taught them to pray. Because prayer to him was very important. Jesus prayed in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. The scripture says, and I read, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. So he prayed at dawn. Luke chapter 5. Verse 15. And 16. Yet the news about him spread all the more. So that crowds of people came to hear him. And to be healed of their sicknesses. The setting certainly will not be night. It will not be at dawn. But this is what the scripture says. But Jesus withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. He says often he will withdraw to lonely places and pray. So he used to pray during the day. And he did that often. Chapter 6, verse 12. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. So here he prayed all night. He prayed at dawn. He prayed during the day. One day somebody asked him, Rabbi, I want to be your disciple.
Says
foxes have holes.
Birds
have nests.
But
the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. What was he saying? Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. From verse
34.
Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with
kerosene,
drunkenness, and anxiety of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. Then listen to this. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the earth. Just as we are experiencing now. Be always on the watch. And pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. So that he's saying that prayer can always make a difference. And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. And this is the big one. Each day, Jesus was teaching at the temple. And each evening, he went up to spend the night on the hill called Mount Olives. To do what? The Bible says that then all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. Each day he will be teaching. And each evening he is up on the mountain. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests.
But the
Son of Man
has
no place to lay his head. His bedroom was on Mount Olives. Luke chapter
22.
From verse 39. Jesus went out as usual.
To
the Mount of Olives. As usual. It was what he does normally. And his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Pray. So if the Bible is telling us that when he moves to the Mount Olives, he went there to
pray.
He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them and knelt down and prayed. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer, that is a kind of a prayer. He rose from prayer. A kind of a prayer. Praying earnestly. Drops of blood.
Moja,
angels descending, angels strengthening the Son of Man. If the Son of Man could pray like this, what about you? A man born of a woman. If the Son of God could pray like this, then what of you? When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples. He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them, get up.
Sorry.
And pray so that you will not fall into temptation. There is something about prayer. There is something about prayer. That is why the world attacks prayer so much. Prayer has been variously defined. But the most general definition of prayer is this one.
Anyway,
it is the communication of a worshiper or a supplicant with his deity or his God. The worshiper and the God.
They're awesome and nyame awesome.
Then there are various types of prayer.
Na ye won paiba hudopi.
There could be a public prayer.
Empaibo a ye bon do one paibo.
There could be a private one.
Empaibo so a yenkun ayebo.
And in other public or private prayer, we tend to do some confession.
Na say a yet do one pibo and an ankron crom pibo no, ye to me a pemuka bonnet.
Thanks and adoration.
Ye danyamia session in munya.
There's a supplication, intercessory, petitioning prayer.
Ye wo en kotosre, ye wo de yesre free ni chain, and a ye wo odima empire.
There is a liturgical prayer where we write and people read out the prayer.
Ye won pibo so a watchra, ye to me trena obi ekin kind pibo.
Of all the types of prayer,
na empire who do I abo bosu in
that we have mentioned, and many more that I wouldn't have want to mention.
Ye abo bosu mean to me kanina no.
The one that poses a problem to today's world, the secular humanists, is the supplicatory, intercessory, or the petitioning prayer, where people make a request from a deity, from a God. Because people don't believe in a God. So when you are requesting, they ask questions like this. Why should people pray? If you are to pray, then to whom?
Na se wo bompa enso ahwan e na wo bon empire.
The 80s will ask to whom?
Dia onje nyamindi no obebusa se hwan na wo bon empire.
The secular humanists will say to whom?
Say we are simu for enso obebusa se hwan na wo bon empire.
The deists will say to whom?
Wanga wo je nya se nyame wo ho so wo je di se nyame mfa emfa we are si bibia enso obebusa se hwan na wo bon empire.
For what must we pray?
Then who e na se se bompa?
When you can do your own fixing.
Ah, wo anka se obetumi ahyehye wade.
Other people also think that.
Ebinum so adwen ye won say
prayer is not necessary.
Empire bo hu hia.
Because God already knows what we need. And he will provide.
Esanso onyame nim ye hia na na ode bema yen.
The Bible even says that before we open our mouth he knows what
to ask. The Trono cracker say ansa na obebusa no na onim de wo wakome.
Then why should we pray?
Na so onim de wo yakome mnti ade de ntine say e bo empire.
We follow a master.
Yen ye di orebiachi
who was and is a prayer warrior.
Ah na oye na say say so oda so ye empire bo kunini.
He couldn't pray for nothing.
Wa mompa ekwa
even though he was God.
Mpo na oyonyame.
When he found himself in this garment of humanity.
Na so oba ni party bia mu no.
He prayed.
Obo mpa ye
and taught us to pray.
Na o chire yen say ye mompa
ye. As we speak. The Bible says that he's at the right hand of God, still praying for us. There's something about prayer. There's something about prayer. In spite of all this, people think that prayer is an irrational activity. You see, because philosophy deals with the mind. Tries to uncover the truth through reasoning. But religion receives truth from the deity. So people who just reason with their mind cannot understand why we are receiving with that question.
One
of the church fathers. Origen.
Ah, your friend Origen.
From Egypt.
Ofri Mizrim
asase. He was a great theologian as well.
Na oye wonga wo pepe nyame asem no mu pi kese pa.
He also had a problem with prayer.
Ono so krampo na owo mpae bo ho so
he. He questioned prayer. I want to read the statement he made.
Na obisa mpae bo ho asem mpese meka de
okan. And I want you to listen closely to what he said.
Na tie ni ye pa.
If everything happens in accordance with the will of God.
Se bibia nam nyame peso.
And his, that is God's decrees, stand fast. And nothing of what he, God, wills can be reversed. Then prayer is absurd. Unquote.
But
I want to just repeat it. See whether you understand this. If everything happens in accordance with the will of God, and his decrees stand fast, and nothing of what he wills can be reversed. Then he's trying to say that prayer is a silly act. It is unreasonable. It is ridiculous.
It is
absurd.
It
makes some sense. How do we respond to this man? Isaiah 38. I read from verse 1. Isaiah 38 from 1. In those days, the king Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said,
Amos ba odifo Isaiah ba ninchembe kachre ni se.
This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order. Because you are going to die. You will not recover. This is what the Lord says. So the prophet
Isaiah
is telling the king
that
this is what the Lord says. This sickness that you are sick of, it will lead you to the grave. So because of his love for you, he asked me to come and tell you that put your house in order. If you don't have any will, king, just put something down. Because thou says the Lord, you will die, you will not recover. Ezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and I've done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Now, this is the thing. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go and tell Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. God decreed. Someone prayed. God has changed his mind. So Origen is saying that, why, if God decrees something, nobody can change, then why should we pray? I'm saying that prayer is that kind of weapon that changes God's mind.
And see, Origen says, Onyame Yanadria, Obian to me, Mompai, Sesano, Dintinus, Sesan, Nadia Meka, and say, Empire Bo, Eye Tumia, Etumi Daniel, Yankopo Agene.
None can measure. It is relevant then. It is relevant today. May men of prayer arise. May women of prayer arise. Let us pray and change situations. God be with us all.
Well, dear listener, I believe you've been blessed by this message. It has inspired you to take on prayer as a business, prayer as a spiritual exercise, and that whatever the Lord has set in motion, when you come to God in reverence prayer, He will hearken to your prayer and probably change the idea. He has explained to us from Scripture how God answered prayers after he had decreed to do what he intended doing. He has invited us into the business of prayer. Precious one, before we part company, if you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I persuade you to say this decision prayer after me. Dear God, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He died on the cross for my sins. He resurrected from the dead on the third day for my justification. I therefore accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior all the days of my life. So help me God. That has been wonderful. If you have no place where you worship, I recommend any branch of the Church of Pentecost near you, kindly call on them or reach us on phone or via WhatsApp 020-173-1136. I repeat, 020-173-1136. May the Lord bless and keep you. Charis.